Cinderella by Liz Doolittle. In a kingdom far away lived a beautiful child. Ella, she was called, and her manner was mild. Years ago, her father had lost his wife. He felt Ella needed a mother in her life. He married a woman with two daughters of her own, but he died, and the stepmother's true colors were shown. The stepmother was selfish, vain, and unkind. She only had her equally selfish daughters in mind. Now called Cinderella, she became the maid. To have happiness again, she hoped and she prayed. One day, a messenger held a letter from the king. There was to be a ball where all ladies could dance and sing. It was for his son, the prince of the land, who needed a lady with a suitable hand. The stepsisters were excited to meet the prince. They wore dresses that could make one wince. They demanded that Cinderella do this and that, mending their dresses and feeding their cat. Oh, how Cinderella wished she could go. Where to get a dress? She didn't know.
"We are leaving you to clean up the mess. You'll never find a pretty dress,"
Cinderella cried as they left her alone. She couldn't go to the ball. She had nothing of her own. Suddenly, a light flashed before her eyes. Her fairy godmother had heard her cries. "Don't cry, Cinderella, for I will help you. We'll see this wonderful ball push through. We'll give you something to wear. No one will ever be as fair. A beautiful dress, as beautiful as she was, and delicate glass slippers that made her paws." She now had a carriage, a footman, and horses, all thanks to her fairy godmother's magical forces. "You must leave before the clock strikes midnight. Leave like you and your carriage are in flight. This magic I gave you won't last forever. It's up to you. I know you're clever." Once Cinderella arrived at the ball, everyone thought she was the fairest of all. The prince immediately approached her to dance. It was a wonderful start for their romance. The stepsisters were jealous. Who was she? This lady was lucky as could be. Suddenly, the clock began to chime. Cinderella had run out of time. The prince called out for her, "Please wait." But Cinderella left him. It was too late. All she left was a glass slipper, the only clue. The prince would use the slipper, it would do. He and his soldiers knocked on every door. It seemed there was hope no more. The prince came to one more place. He was ready to give up on this chase. Two sisters fought over the shoe made of glass. His last chance had come to pass. But another lady called out to him, just when he thought his chances were grim. Cinderella showed him the glass slipper she kept. Her stepsisters realized it was she and wept. Her stepmother and stepsisters she left alone, and they could do nothing on their own. Cinderella's days were once more filled with laughter, and with her prince she lived happily ever after. Cinderella, moral: when you become jealous, you can do things that may or will hurt others. Be contented with what you have been blessed with. Don't be jealous of what you don't have, and be happy for others. And when in difficult times, know you can always count on someone, whether family or friends.